It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, how about we start with the Dallas Cowboys? Another, not very good loss. Not very good. 5-11. Not very good. They're not 5-11, but they are 3-6. Micah Parsons returned to the lineup. And now, of course, the death watch for Mike McCarthy begins. Micah Parsons was asked, quote, "That's above my pay grade. If Mike's coach again next year, all coaching us." Oh, if Mike's coach again next year. "All coaching aside, Mike can leave and go where he wants to. Guys I kind of feel bad for is guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year on their way out, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for." Interesting. I mean, he's calling out Zach Martin by name because, yeah, he's up there in age and bloated contract and all that. We all know some of their financial issues. We know the costs of re-signing CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott. Micah Parsons' contract situation is coming up. We will see what happens with all of that. But the Cowboys losing at home badly to the Philadelphia Eagles again yesterday, it also caused Jerry Jones to issue one of his weird statements. I don't have the audio for it, but he was talking about, and everybody knows this because the Commanders have been indoctrinated by this, especially late in the year, Thanksgiving, because they played so many Thanksgiving games at AT&T Stadium. The sun monster that comes through the windows and the panes at AT&T Stadium. Well, apparently it got to the Cowboys yesterday, and Jerry had to, like, weirdly kind of say, "Well, of course everybody knows where the sun is coming from," and all this stuff. And I was like, all the things that Jerry said weird. And I understood where he's coming from, because I bitched about the sun monster at AT&T Stadium, but it's always affected the opponent that I've seen, not necessarily the Cowboys. Of all the things I was expecting and all the things that have gone wrong with the Cowboys this year, I wasn't necessarily expecting Jerry Jones to do a dissertation on the sun monster. But this is what happens when you're 3-6. And by the way, Zach Martin, who Micah Parsons called out specifically, is 33, and he's a free agent to be. So it's going to be Mike McCarthy's not staying there. Can't imagine. Even though they were 12-5 the last 3 years, regardless of how this season winds up, barring a miracle turnaround here. I mean, it looks like Dak Prescott's going to go on IR, but we still haven't gotten official word on that. We will see. What a mess for the Dallas Cowboys. Nobody should feel bad for them. 3-6, and they're here in Landover at Northwest Stadium 13 days from right now. Meanwhile, the Chicago Bears, brutal home loss yesterday to the New England Patriots. Another disappointing performance by the offense. However, Matt Eberflus is still the head coach. Shane Waldron is still the offensive coordinator, although Eberflus admitted that he is considering certain situations, wouldn't get specific, nothing for right now, everything being evaluated. He said there will be changes, adjustments being made. I'm not going to disclose those right now. I'm not at that point in the process. So we will see if something happens tonight with Shane Waldron. Again, we'll see. But the Bears are now 3-5. 4-5. 19-3 loss to the New England Patriots yesterday. And Caleb Williams not surprising, is staying as the starting quarterback. The Bears, in their last three games to the Commanders, Cardinals, Patriots, have scored 27 points in those three games. That's an average, boys and girls, of 9 points per game. All right, that is the NFL story for cleanup on aisle three. One thing I wanted to get to real quickly here from college football. Listen, nobody should be surprised, and I mean nobody, that Miami lost. They have been teeter-tottering on the brink of losing all year, and finally it caught up to them as Cam Ward fumbled as he was being sacked and hit from behind with about a buck 45 left and a chance to win the game at Georgia Tech. Good win for Georgia Tech. Obviously, they've had a couple of big wins this year. Disappointing in between, but they get the job done. Nobody should be surprised again by Miami. Miami should have three losses at Virginia Tech, at Cal, maybe another one, and then this one. Nobody should be surprised by that. I guess there was a little bit of surprise that Georgia got beat. So, listen, I mean, I don't know what to tell you other than the teams, there are teams that are going to win games that you just don't think they're going to win. Georgia at Texas is a perfect example. And then there are teams, and that was a couple of weeks ago, obviously. And then there are teams like Georgia who are going to go on the road, tough place to play. Ole Miss, good quarterback, Jackson Dart, who's a little erratic, didn't have a monster game by any stretch, and then they just come up flat. I mean, it happens in the NFL. It happens in college football all the time. Young kids, young teams. It just goes to show you coaching doesn't win games all by themselves because Kirby Smart didn't get dumb overnight to get blown out by 18 points on the road. So those were the two, I guess, big upsets. But again, nobody should be surprised. Nobody should be surprised by Miami losing. At least, certainly I wasn't. I don't, you know, if you are, I don't know what to tell you. And how about this? Former JMU head coach Kurt Cignetti has gone to Indiana and has rebuilt that program into what is now a 10-0 team, 7-0 in the Big Ten, 20-15 win against Michigan on Saturday. Good for Kurt Cignetti. And Florida State, in one fall swoop after dropping to 1-9 this year, getting blown out in South Bend Saturday night, 52-3, they fired their offensive coordinator, their defensive coordinator, and their wide receivers coach all in one shot. How about that? And could there be a bigger weirdo to get blown out at home on Saturday night than Brian Kelly? LSU, 42-13. Thanks, Alabama. And one final thing that we wanted to get to, because we try and get to as many things as we can from college hoops. Not that anybody really cares. Certainly I don't, but Kansas, still number one in the AP top 25. Gonzaga and Auburn into the top five. St. John's and Rick Pitino in the top 25 at number 22 for the Red Storm. All right, they haven't been in since 2019. All right, that is cleanup on aisle three, baby.
Cleanup in aisle three.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.